Young master. Young master, are you in there? I made something special for your birthday. Young master? Oh, you are in there. What's wrong? You look so down. Come on, cheer up. It's your birthday. You're 21 years old today. A real man. Look, I made your favorite. Chocolate cake with extra frosting. Have some. You're not hungry? Young master, has something happened? Are you feeling ill, or are you tired? If you don't want the cake, I can bring you a cup of warm milk or tell you a story. Oh, your father gave you some news today. About what? It must be big if it's on your birthday. You're getting married? To who? This is so sudden. Oh, your mother's friend's daughter. The wealthy one from the north. Yes, I remember. She comes here every so often. Well, she seems pleasant. Maybe a little demanding, but I suppose that comes with the territory of business. Well, shouldn't you be happy? In her family, you'll never have a financial worry for the rest of your life, at least. Right? And I'm sure you'll sleep in a big, comfy bed and be able to lounge around all day and read fantasy novels like you love to, and... You don't look convinced. I know, young master. I know you don't want to marry her, but this is simply the way things are. Your mother and father are powerful, important people. Fortunately, their interests will always come before yours. That is your life as a prince. I know it's not fair, but... Oh, please, don't cry, young master. Please don't cry. I mean, there must be some way to get out of this, right? What if you were to decide to marry someone else? There's nobody else? But, young master, what about, no, there's no way. I'm just a maid. Young master, I'm so sorry, but this has to happen. You'll find a way to live without me. You know, I can't be by your side forever. I know you wish I could. I do too. Young master, you always make me laugh and smile. You're always so sweet and charming, but I'm just a humble maid. I don't deserve those things to start with. You, on the other hand, are a prince. And in order to live up to your family name, you have to let me go. I know you don't want to, young master, but you must, okay? You should sleep now. It's late. I'll see you at breakfast tomorrow. Good night, young master. Sweet dreams. shouldn't feel like this. I shouldn't be sad, right? I should be happy for young master. He's finally becoming a man. This deal with his father... this deal his father has made with that wealthy businesswoman will surely help the family. But... oh, it's just not fair for him. They didn't even ask him. Just threw him into the deal like he's some sort of bargaining chip. Sometimes I feel like I care more about him than his parents do. I don't know what he'll do without me. I'm more than just his maid. I'm his guardian. I protect him from the world. I make sure he can fall asleep at night feeling safe and happy. Young Master's happiness is my happiness. But that's only in my head. In reality, I'm just a maid. Nothing more. His parents don't understand how much I mean to him, and they don't understand how much he means to me. He is my everything. He always makes me laugh and smile. He plays games with me when I've finished my duties. He eats meals with me so I don't feel lonely. He's my best friend in the whole world. Without him, Your master. What are you doing here? Do you need something? No. No, I'm fine, young master. I just, oh, my allergies are reacting to the pollen out here. Are you all right? You look a little uneasy. And what is that you have behind your back? Oh. Oh my, what a pretty rose. A white one, too. Oh, my favorite. It's for me? Young master, I don't know what to say. Thank you. You must have gone through so much to find this for me. Are your hands okay? Did the thorns get you? Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Just making sure. Is there something this is for? Surely you didn't go through all that effort just to give this to me. There's something you want to tell me? All right. Young master, it's okay. Don't be nervous. It's me. You know you can tell me anything. You want to marry me? Now, young master, I know you want to get out of your arranged marriage, but don't be ridiculous. I told you, I'm just a maid. Your parents would never allow it. You might as well be asking to marry a commoner. I'm sorry, young master, but you have to stop trying to fight this. Get these silly ideas out of your head. You and I can never, ever be married. And that's that. Now, please, leave me alone. And don't talk to me until you've got your head straight. Let go of me, young master, you... Young master, please, don't cry. You know I can't... Bear it when you cry, please. I know, young master, I know. I hate it, too. I wish I could spend the rest of my life with you, but... You know why that can't be. Please don't make me explain it again. Would you really throw everything away just for me? You would? You would? Young Master, forget everything. I don't care what your parents will think anymore. I love you, my sweet master. I love you. No, I've wanted to do that for so long. Too long. Come. Let me carry you to your bedroom. I want to show my beautiful prince just how much I love him. There. Just like a knight in shining armor carrying his princess. Let's go. There we are, young master. You just lay there. Watch me strip down to my underwear for you. I bet you've always wanted to see my body under this lofty maid outfit. It's fitting for the job, but I don't think it does too much justice to my figure. There we go. How about it? You like what you see, young master? Oh my! Your cute little face is bright red. Oh, how adorable. Oh, and look at that little bump between your legs. Is that for me? Hey now, don't be shy. I know that I'm tall, and I'm not skinny and girly like the princess that you're being forced to marry, but I'm so happy that you love me and my body regardless, young master. You're such a sweetheart, you know that? How could I not fall for you? Oh my, that squeak you made when I brushed against your stiff little cock. Oh, there it is again. Oh, this is fun. What if I wrap it gently through your pants like this? Tracing little circles around it with my finger. I can feel it throbbing. Oh, those adorable moans of yours. Can't get enough. Moan into my mouth, young master. Moan into my mouth while I touch you. Are you ready, young master? Are you ready for me to take them off? Oh, don't be nervous. Why would I ever make fun of you like that? You trust me, don't you? Good boy. Now, let's get these pulled down. Oh! Oh, it popped up like a cute little jack in the box. Oh, what a cute little thing. It fits you perfectly. A handsome, adorable cock for a handsome, adorable boy. And so much pre-cum in these undies of yours. It's even still oozing out of the tip. Well, that won't do. You know I have to keep you nice and clean, young master. Allow me. Does that feel good, young master? My soft tongue and lips on your sensitive, aching little cock and balls. My goodness. I didn't think I'd ever see that innocent face of yours making such a lewd expression. Oh, you're making me feel so naughty, young master. Hey, don't do that. Take your hand away from your mouth. But, young master, I love hearing you moan for me. It only makes me want to please you more. I don't care how girly they sound, they're so, so precious to me. Come now. Be a good boy. Move that hand. That's it. Moan as loud as you want, young master. Let me hear all of them. Wow. Wow. Your moans are getting louder. Are you getting close? Are you getting close, young master? Should I stop then? Oh, young master. I know you were just about to come, but I can't let you quite yet. Be a good boy and be patient, okay? Good. I promise you'll get your orgasm, but first, I want you to do something for me. Well, first, let's get the last of these clothes off of me. Don't be afraid to watch, master. There goes my black icy panties. Doesn't it look so lewd when I hold them up on my finger like this? Like a freshly caught fish. You seem to think so, young master. Oh. But something else is catching your eye too, isn't it? I see your gaze moving down between my legs. Oh. Don't be shy, young master. Get a good long look. Would you like me to spread it a little with my fingers for you? Gosh, I didn't think your face could get any redder. How cute. Would you like to smell my panties, young master? I asked if you would like to smell my panties, young master. As if I needed to ask. Shh. Just stay there. I'll bring them right up to your adorable face of yours. There. All bunched up in a ball. Smothering your cute little nose. Oh, your little cock is twitching too. Let me give it a good few strokes to keep it occupied. That's it. That's it, young master. Breathe in my scent. You love it, don't you? I know. But I also know this isn't the first time you're smelling it. Oh, young master, don't play dumb. Of course I know all your dirty little habits. I am the maid, after all. I remember once I heard some whispers coming from your room and cracked the door open to see if you were okay. I saw you laying there, naked, on your bed, moaning my name while you rubbed my panties all over your face and stroked your little cock furiously, your cute body squirming with pleasure. Oh, it was so hard not to walk in there and help satisfy all your naughtiest fantasies about me, but I was so afraid of what your mother and father would do if they found out. I would be fired for sure, or worse. But I don't care anymore. Young master's needs come before everything else. Come now, get one last good sniff. And out. Oh, good boy. Okay. Now, these soft, silky panties are gonna go around your stiff little cock, and I'm gonna stroke you with them until you spurt all of your precious boy cum into them. Do you understand, young master? Good boy. Well, let's just get these wrapped around your throbbing shaft. Oh, there. Like a pretty little bow around your cock. Now, I'll start stroking it. Up and down. Up and down. You're being such a good boy for me lasting this long. I'll have to make sure to give you a nice, big reward. You want to wet me? Grope me? Of course you can, young master. My body is all yours. Here, give me your hands. I'll guide them. There you go. Feel up my shoulders. Down my arms. Oh, your little hands are so soft and gentle, young master. Oh, they feel so good on my skin. Oh, my belly. You like it? Well, go ahead and touch it all if you want. Run your slender fingers over it. Come on now. There's still one place you haven't touched. Don't play dumb, young master. You know where I mean. My tits. I know you want to feel them the most. Go on. Don't be shy. Just be gentle, please. I'm really sensitive there. Oh, God. Oh, hey. No, sweetie, I'm fine. Please, keep going. Give me more. I want you to touch me more. Oh, you're pinching my nipples. Oh, you naughty boy. How did you know I love that? Oh, let me kiss. Oh, God, that feels so good. I guess I am humping your leg. I didn't even notice. Is it okay if I keep going? Oh, my pussy is just aching in this. Oh, it feels so amazing right now. Sorry if I get your leg a little wet. I can't help it. Oh, are you getting close? Oh, it's okay, baby. Oh, you've lasted long enough. Oh, you must be all ready to explode in these panties, huh? Don't hesitate. Let it all out for me. I want to feel your cock pulse and twitch in my hands. Let out all that precious boy come into this pretty little panty pussy. Here, I'll massage your balls to help you along. You whimpered when I touched them. Oh, does that feel good, young master? Do you like it when I wrap my hand around your aching balls? Squeezing them gently, rolling them between my fingers. Coaxing that cum right out. Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, I see your body shaking. Oh, your pretty long eyelashes are fluttering. Oh, your cute little mouth is hanging open. Oh, I love seeing my sweet boy in pure ecstasy. Oh, come on, young master. Be a good boy for me now. Listen to your maid. Do as she says. And come. Release your cum into these panties like you're trying to breathe them. Give me your precious load. I want it all. I want it bad. Come on, sweetie. Come. Good boy. Oh, such a good boy for me. I feel it soaking the panty fabric. Oh, so warm and sticky. Go, baby. Spurt, spurt, spurt. Get all out. That's it. Yes. That's it. Oh, my goodness. What a mess you made. Naughty boy. You know you're supposed to keep your room clean. Oh, I'm just teasing. You did so well for me, young master. What a healthy load you gave me. Come here. You look even cuter up close like this. I just want to eat this adorable face whole. I'll end your hair. Smells so good. So long, pretty, and soft. Most girls dream of having hair as perfect as this. No, young master, no. Don't be embarrassed. I love how curly your hair is. I think it makes you look beautiful. I just want to touch it all day long. Yeah, does that feel good? I scratch your cute little head like that. Yeah? Good. I like it. I feel like I'm petting a cute puppy. Rewarding him for being a good boy. You've been such a good boy for me today, haven't you? Yeah, that's right. And I always make sure that good boys get spoiled rotten like they deserve to be. But... well, we're not done yet. What do I mean? Young master, can't you figure it out? If I'm going to be your wife, well, you have to claim me as your woman, and you know there's only one way to do that. That's right. I want you to fuck me, young master. I want you to fuck me and come inside me and seal our fate forever. If you would allow me to be your first, that is. Again, I know I may be your wife, but... I'm still just a maid, and it's your choice. Are you sure you want me to be the one to take your innocence? You are? Oh, young master. I love you so much. All right, then. Come here, put that cute body of yours between my legs and line yourself up with me. There you go. Sorry, it's just... you're so much shorter than me. Your head doesn't reach mine, but... you look so cute with your face between my tits like that. Do you like it there? Of course you do. Silly boy, you just stay there and breathe in my scent. I know you love it since panties weren't the only thing I've seen you with. You love my bras, too. Look at you trying to hide your red face in my breasts. I could feel how hot it is on my skin, you know. Oh, You're not blushing because you're embarrassed. You're blushing because you're nervous. I know, sweet boy. I know. Your first time is a little scary, but don't worry. I'll take care of you through everything. I promise I'll make it magical. Okay? Good boy. Why don't you start sucking on my breast to calm yourself down? Yeah, you could do. Yes. Oh, just like that. It'll calm down your nerves a little. Okay, if you are ready, you can slide yourself inside me. Go as slow as you want. Ease yourself in. Oh yes, baby, just like that. Oh god, I feel you pushing in. Oh, it's so good. Oh, come on. Just a little more. Bury your full length into me. Give me everything you've got. Oh, there. Yes. Yes, you're all the way in, baby. Oh, you fill me up so perfectly. Oh, like we were meant to be. Oh. Come on now. Use those hips. Start thrusting into me. Pace yourself, though. Don't rush. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy me. Oh, goodness, those moans. Oh, they're so unbearably cute. Oh, hearing that makes me want to do so many unspeakable things to you. Especially when you moan into my breast while you're sucking it. Oh, like a cute little baby. My adorable baby boy. Oh, I'm gonna wrap my legs around your waist and watch your rhythm so I can... push you in as deep as you'll go. Does that feel good, young Lester? Oh, does it feel good being balls deep in your sexy maid's tight wet pussy? Yeah? I can tell. Oh, you're bucking your hips so desperately, making those girly numbers every time you thrust into me. Oh, I feel your cock twitching and your pre-cum oozing out into me. Oh, you're doing so well, baby. I'm your woman, but you're still trying so hard to please me, making sure I can enjoy myself too. Oh, such a sweetheart. You're even using your free hand to knead my breast between your fingers. Oh, that feels amazing. Oh, I feel like I'm being overstimulated with all this pleasure. Oh, I love feeling your cute chest having against mine. Fuck, your body squirming from the pure ecstasy. Oh, you're so amazing, young master. Oh, you'll be the best husband I could ever ask for, I'm sure. Oh, you know what? Once I'm your wife, we can do all kinds of naughty things together. No matter who doesn't approve, just breeding like rabbits without a care in the world. But you know you can't do any of that if you don't claim me first. But I know you'll be a good boy, just like you always are, and come from me. You'll fill my womb and make me yours forever, won't you, young master? No, good boy. Oh, good boy. This has been good boy. Oh, you're gonna come soon? Oh, baby, please give me your comb. Oh, I want you to breed me, fill me, make me a woman for life. It's all I want. Please, baby boy, please come inside me. Please. Listen. Oh, I feel your cock pushing inside me. Oh, you're so close. Oh, let go. Oh, give into the heavenly pleasure. Oh, let me give you the best orgasm of your life. Oh, come for me, baby. Come for me. Such a good boy. Oh gosh, I got caught up in my excitement, but oh, but really, what might your mother think of you marrying me? I really don't think she'll approve. Oh, what are we gonna do? You'll try your best to convince her. Young master, I trust you. Good luck. Oh, me? Oh, don't worry. It'll all be okay. I'll be your wife no matter what. Nobody can take this love away from us, okay? Good boy. Thank you so much, baby. Let's not worry about that right now. Just lay with me and rest. Pretend like you and me are the only people in the universe. That's it. Oh, close your eyes. Good night, young master. Sweet dreams, my wonderful husband.